Henny Penny, read by Barbara Hansel. One day, Henny Penny wandered into the woods to search for nuts that had fallen to the ground. And as she was going along, what should happen but, bingo, a big acorn fell from a tree above her and hit her upon her poor bald head.
Clut, 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 clut,
squawked poor Henny Penny. Oh, goodness, oh, gracious, the sky's a-falling, surely. I must go and tell the king. And straight away Henny Penny set out to find the king and tell him that the sky was beginning to fall, for she thought he ought to know about it. So she hurried along and hurried along, and in a little while she met Cocky Locky.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, called Cocky Locky.
Good morning to you, Henny Penny, and where are you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Cocky Locky, cried Henny Penny. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day. I went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell on my poor bald head. So I'm on my way to tell the king the sky's a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing, cock-a-doodle-doo, exclaimed Cocky Locky. Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Henny Penny. We'll both go and tell the king.
So they hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky. And as they hurried along, whom should they meet but Ducky Lucky?
Quack, quack, quack,
called Ducky Lucky. Good morning to you, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky, and where are the two of you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Ducky Lucky, cried Cocky Locky. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king that the sky is a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing,
quack, quack, exclaimed Ducky Lucky. Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Cocky Locky. All three of us will go and tell the king.
So they all hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky, and as they hurried along, whom should they meet but Drakey Lakey?
Quack, quack, quack,
called Drakey Lakey, for he was a little hoarse as usual and couldn't give a real quack.
Good morning to you, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky. And where are the three of you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Drakey Lakey, said Ducky Lucky. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king that the sky's a-fallen.
Oh, what a dreadful thing,
quack, quack,
exclaimed Drakey Lakey. Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Ducky Lucky. All four of us will tell the king.
So they all hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey. And as they hurried along, whom should they meet but Goosey Lucy?
Honk, 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 called out Goosey Lucy.
Good morning to you, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey, and where are the four of you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Goosey Lucy, cried Drakey Lakey. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king the sky's a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing, honk, honk, exclaimed Goosey Lucy. Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Drakey Lakey. All five of us will go and tell the king. So they hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy. And as they hurried along, whom should they meet but Gander Lander?
Squawk, 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 called Gander Lander.
Good morning to you, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy. And where are the five of you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Gander Lander, cried Goosey Lucy. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king the sky's a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing,
squawk, squawk, exclaimed Gander Lander.
Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Goosey Lucy. All six of us will go and tell the king.
So they all hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander. And as they hurried along, whom should they meet but Turkey Lurkey?
Gobble, 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 called Turkey Lurkey, stretching out his long neck. Good morning to you, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander.
And where are the six of you going this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Turkey Lurkey, cried Gander Lander. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king the sky's a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing, gobble gobble, exclaimed Turkey Lurkey.
Do you mind if I come along with you?
Not at all, said Gander Lander. All seven of us will go and tell the king.
So they all hurried along and hurried along, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander and Turkey Lurkey, all bound to tell the king the sky was falling. And as they all hurried along, whom should they meet but Foxy Loxy?
Good morning to you, my pretty friends, called Foxy Loxy, smiling slyly upon them all. And where are the seven of you going in such a hurry this fine day?
Oh, dearie me, Foxy Loxy, cried Turkey Lurkey. It isn't a good morning, and it isn't a fine day.
Henny Penny went into the woods to gather nuts, and a piece of the sky fell upon her poor bald head. So we're on our way to tell the king the sky's a-falling.
Oh, what a dreadful thing, exclaimed Foxy Loxy.
But he smiled as though he thought it might not be such a dreadful thing after all.
And was Henny Penny standing near the big oak tree at the edge of the woods, may I ask?
That was just the place, cried Henny Penny.
Ah, I thought so, said Foxy Loxy, smiling more broadly than ever. I was there yesterday, and I thought the sky looked rather weak there. The king should know about it by all means.
But are you sure that you know the way to the king's palace?
Turkey Lurkey looked at Gander Lander, Gander Lander looked at Goosey Lucy, Goosey Lucy looked at Drakey Lakey, Drakey Lakey looked at Ducky Lucky, Ducky Lucky looked at Cocky Locky, Cocky Locky looked at Henny Penny, and Henny Penny shook her head no.
Then I shall lead you to it, said Foxy Loxy, and he licked his lips hungrily. I know the king well, and I can find his palace for you very easily. Just follow me, and we'll all go and tell the king the skies are falling.
So Foxy Loxy led the way, and behind him followed Turkey Lurkey and Gander Lander and Goosey Lucy and Drakey Lakey and Ducky Lucky and Cocky Locky and Henny Penny, all going to tell the king that the sky was falling. They hurried along and hurried along, and presently they came to a big hole that went deep into a bank beneath the roots of a tree. Now this was really the door to Foxy Loxy's den. But Foxy Loxy smiled and said, "This is a short way to the king's palace. I shall go in first, and you must follow me one at a time. Then very soon you will all be in the presence of the king to tell him the skies are falling." Henny Penny and all her companions were very grateful to Foxy Loxy for showing them the way to the king's palace, and they promised to do just as he said. So Foxy Loxy smiled slyly and went on into his burrow. There he waited, just around a turn at the far end, and as he waited for them to come to him, he thought of what a fine dinner Henny Penny and her friends would make for him. Henny Penny started toward the big hole in the bank. Then all at once she remembered something.
"Oh, goodness gracious me," she cried, stopping short. "I have forgotten to lay my egg today.
There are enough of you to go and tell the king without me. I must be off at once." And away went Henny Penny as fast as she could go, straight toward her box in the barnyard. Cocky Locky started toward the big hole. Just then, all at once, he remembered something. "Dear, dear," he exclaimed, shaking his red comb. "Just think, there has been no crowing done in the barnyard for hours. There are enough of you to tell the king without me, so I shall get back to my work." And away he hurried also. Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander and Turkey Lurkey looked after him. And as they looked after him, they all began to think of things they should be doing instead of going to see the king. "Foxy Loxy knows the king and the way to his palace," said Goosey Lucy. "Let him tell the king the skies are falling. I have my work to do, and I must get back to it at once." "So must we," said all the others, and so away they hurried, leaving Foxy Loxy himself to go and tell the king that the sky was falling. Foxy Loxy, back in his dark den, waited hungrily for Henny Penny and her friends to come to him. And after he had waited a long, long time, he began to wonder what could have happened to them. So he left his den and went out to the mouth of his burrow to look for them. And then wasn't he a surprised and angry Foxy Loxy? He found them gone, every one of them, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Lucky and Drakey Lakey and Goosey Lucy and Gander Lander and Turkey Lurkey. And thus it was that sly Foxy Loxy. And thus it was that sly Foxy Loxy had to go without his fine dinner, and the king was never told that the sky was falling. The end of Henny Penny, read by Barbara Hansel.